Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules. I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies I delight, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Reading from Psalm chapter 19, 9 through 16. O Heavenly Father, mercy is your name. Just and righteous are your ways. Grace and loving kindness originates from you. Dear Lord, tonight before I rest, I want to praise you. I want to give honor and glory to you. Holy is your name. Father, before I drift off to sleep, please forgive me for my sins. Father God, I thank you for giving me a heart that delights in your law, that delights in guidance that your Holy Scripture brings. Please keep my mind and heart knitted to your wonderful Holy Word. Empower me to store up your Holy Word in my heart. Allow me to treasure it, to treasure your law more than gold, to fix my eyes on your decrees, to see the beauty of your Holy Word. Let it be a delight to my eyes, so that I might not sin against you. Thank you for this. In Jesus' holy name, Amen.
Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Reading from the book of Psalm, chapter 112, verse 1 to 3. The teaching of your word gives light, so even the simple can understand. Reading from the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 130. For I delight in the law of God, in my inner being. Reading from the book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 22. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. Reading from Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Dear Father God, holy is your name. All adoration belongs to you. Dear merciful Father, forgive me for my wrongdoings. Fix my mind on your righteous decrees. Etch your wonderful law in the forefront of my mind. Empower me to store up your marvelous word. Let me treasure it more than silver. Let me value your holy scriptures more than money, more than gold. Teach me your amazing law, so that foolish behavior leaves my heart, so that I will not be naive. Align my thinking with your holy scripture, so that I reject the wicked ideas of my culture, that I know right from wrong, so that I have discernment, dear Lord, so I know wisdom. All for your glory. These things I ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Again he began to teach beside the sea, and a very large crowd gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea, and the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. And he was teaching them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said to them, Listen. Behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. And other seeds fell into good soil, and produced grain, growing up and increasing, and yielding 30-fold, and 60-fold, and 100-fold. And he said, He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Reading from Mark chapter 4, verse 1 through 9. O gracious Father God, praise be your wonderful name. Forgive me for my sins. Lord, thank you for planting me in good soil. Thank you for giving me a heart prepared to receive your word. Thank you for giving me ears that hear, ears that are capable of hearing your message of grace. Thank you for giving me the right understanding and a humble heart that accepts your word. Thank you for calling me, for I know within my own capabilities, within my own works, there is nothing that can earn righteousness before your eyes. Thank you for the seed that you have planted within my heart. Thank you for your gift of salvation. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.